Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mully and Haw. We're delighted to bring
Wake up, Chuck.
Chuck Swirsky into the conversation.
Yes, good morning. You know what? I love the theme music. Thank you. By the way, let's give some props to Tommy Edwards.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Yep, tomorrow night.
End of an era.
How about that? You know, I actually replaced Tommy Edwards in the early 80s. He went to Boston. He was a program director.
That's right.
And I replaced him, and then I had to make a decision, stay as PA announcer or call play-by-play for DePaul. And so I did the Blue Demons for 14 years.
Good choice, Chuck.
Yeah.
I think it worked out okay for you.
Yeah. But anyway, so I want to congratulate Tommy. He's had a tremendous run.
And thank you for getting up early and coming over here, Chuck. And it's been a difficult week. Any week in the NBA when you're traveling is probably a toll it takes on you, so we appreciate that. How would you describe this week for the Bulls, because the Lakers game was a big disappointment.
Yes.
The Hawks game was a nice bounce back moment.
Yep.
But there have been, it's been a lot of tension. It seems like it's been 3 weeks packed into one.
Well, I mean, the travel, listen, it comes with the territory. I will never complain about my job. I love my job. I'm very passionate. I eat, live, and breathe it. And so, you know, I love the quote Larry Bird. When Larry Bird was running the Pacers, They would give Larry Bird the schedule in early August. He'd take a look at it and flip it back to the PR people and say, all right, 41 home, 41 road. I mean, he really didn't care whether or not there were three games and four nights and you were bouncing around the United States or in Toronto. I mean, it is what it is. But the schedule itself, now, you know, the Bulls are in a comfort zone, so to speak, because they're going to be home with the exception of a one-day trip to Milwaukee over the next 7 to 10 days. So we're going to learn a lot about the ball club because I think it's imperative that they establish some type of home court personality where they can come into the United Center and say, this is our building. To me, it's a priority. I mean, it really is for a lot of different layers, but I think they've got to win at home.
You know, I felt all along, Chuck, with the Bulls, that it was going to take a little while for that group to sort of grow together because they brought in so many new faces. And even the guys coming back didn't log a ton of minutes together.
It just
because of injury and all the rest of it. Are we starting to get a better sense of who this team is? And was it unrealistic? I think we looked at the schedule, and again, we looked at the quality of opponents and thought, boy, if they don't start winning early, they're not going to be able to win late because that's when the real danger comes in. But here they are, and they haven't started as strong as a lot of people wanted them to. Led in a lot of games, had some really good leads, but were struggling to close out.
Well, Mully, you know what? I mean, if I would be lying if I didn't tell you I'm disappointed. I think the ball club's better than what they played. Having said that, you know, I'm sure if you're Charlotte or if you're New York or, you know, some of the other clubs the Bulls have faced, you know, they want to win an NBA game too. At the end of the day, you know, the talent, in my opinion, they've assembled some pretty good players on this club. Mm-hmm. They really have. The question is, you know, how long will it take for this team to mesh? They've got a lot of young players. As you mentioned, you know, Otto played 15 games last year. That's not a lot. They bring in a new point guard in Satoransky. You know, Wendell played 40 games. Hutchison is now coming back. He played 44 games. I mean, Markkanen missed a lot of the season a year ago. And, you know, finally, I think he played his second best game the other night. You know, opening night, he was magnificent against Charlotte.
And then it sort of disappeared
yes.
for a while.
Yep.
Chuck, you work at it so hard, and you're around there a lot, and you're privy to a lot of things that we don't see and the public doesn't see. Jim Boylan is a pretty polarizing guy. And so when you hear some of the opinions offered about Jim Boylan, what goes through your mind, and what are some things that you might know about him and his approach that we don't?
Okay, that's a good question. Well, I mean, I'm thinking back to even when I was doing college ball with Ray and Joey Meyer at DePaul, Steve Fisher at the University of Michigan, who I loved to death. I mean, what he did with the Fab Five, how he coached that Fab Five team, and now seeing men like Juwan Howard and Jalen Rose and Chris Webber and yep. Jimmy King and Ray Jackson. And then when I went to the Raptors, we had everyone from different ends of the spectrum, from Lenny Wilkins, who was a player's coach in every sense of the word. I mean, he was old school, very few rules, just show up, play, didn't run a lot of plays, just get after it. Then I saw, with the Bulls, where you had Tibbs, who was a micromanager. Jim Boylan, to me, is probably the most passionate head coach I have ever been around in the 40 years I've been doing this at the collegiate and the pro level.
Wow.
And when I say that, he is all in. He is all in every phase. I mean, whether it's marketing, whether it's personalities with players, whether it's coaching, whether it's community work, he's all in. So at this point, you know what? They have a season to play. He's got a job to do as a head coach, and I wish him all the best.
As the mascots.
Okay. Yeah, we all had our hearts stop a second.
Yeah. But
it's just the mascots. We've got a lot
making
of mascots
an entrance.
Here. Look at this.
A lot of people in uniforms.
What?
In costumes. And the mascots.
Oh, boy. Look at this.
Yeah.
What a crew. All right.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, I'm not sure I want to do play-by-play as Staley.
Help us out. So you look at a guy like Lauri Markkanen.
Yes.
And I think that's been one that I'm struggling to understand because – he played so much better a year ago than he has this year. Is he still finding his role?
It
seems like
he's
shooting more from the outside, but he's not crashing the board. You know, that's a 7-foot man. You expect more.
You know what, Mully? I think he's still trying to figure things out himself.
Okay.
This kid, and he is a kid, he's 21, 22. He has a lot of talent, a tremendous skill set, and he's no longer on page 2 or 1.5 of the scouting report. When you start mentioning Chicago Bulls basketball, he's 1 or 1A with Zach LaVine. So he's going to have to, you know, from a consistency standpoint, and also where he receives the ball, is he advancing the ball, how many shots he takes. And I'm talking, when I say, he needs to take a volume of shots, I'm not talking about just taking shots for the sake of taking shots. I'm talking about winning percentage shots, that when he's open on the elbow, take that shot. If he can beat his man off the ball, take it to the rim. You know, he should be going to the foul line, 5-6 times a game.
Is Kobe White a guy who could be a 1 or 1A on a good Bulls team?
Yes. You know who he reminds me of after seeing him now? Two players. From a Chicago standpoint, he reminds me of Ben Gordon.
Okay. Instant offense.
Yes. And he reminds me, and I hope he has this type of career, because if he has this type of career, he's going to have a long career and a very successful career. He reminds me a lot of Lou Williams of the Clippers.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah.
And he's lasted a long time.
Yes, he has. I mean, he came out of high school, no NBA ball for Lou. He was a great high school player in Georgia and been six-man award winner twice. If he can have that type of career, remember, Ben Gordon was a really, really, really good player here. And then he went to Detroit as a free agent, and things just kind of, flattened out. But I am very, very high on Kobe White.
Chuck, thank you so much.
My
Thanks
pleasure.
For coming by, buddy.
Go Bears.
Really appreciate it.
I love the Bears. I did their pre-op and post.
Yes.
For 12 years.
That's right.
With Larrabee and Butkus and Jim Hart and Bob Arkish.
They had quarterback issues and scoring points and
good
defense. Back then too, right, Chuck?
David,
right,
let me tell you what, Mitch was one of our interns. Let me tell you what, I am convinced had they had consistency at quarterback, they would have gone to more than one Super Bowl. It's a shame that club went to one Super Bowl with the talent they had. I'm serious.
I'm not arguing.
When have they ever had consistency at quarterback? It's the great mystery of the Bears. You know, created the middle linebacker position, Hall of Fame running backs galore. The quarterbacks, Sid Luckman still holds some records.
If the Bears had the Lions quarterback, they'd be 7-1 right now.
I agree with you.
It's just that simple.
You know what? Matthew Stafford, to me, he receives a lot of criticism. I'm telling you right now, David, this guy is tough.
Yes.
He is a tough, tough quarterback. I like the guy. I mean, a lot of people are down on him. I'm a big Matthew Stafford. I'm a big Benny the Bull fan.
We've got them all here.
Benny bowled the 300 last night.
We got Teddy, really?
Yeah.
I saw that. What'd you bowl?
I didn't.
No?
I just was like...
You were the mascot?
I was the mascot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.